From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, February 1st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Rosa Adjinson is reporting in the Register Star that some KeyBank customers were recently subjected to a phishing scam in an effort to collect Social Security numbers. The fraud was detected by the bank last Wednesday, January 25th. Customers received text and phone messages claiming to be from KeyBank Security, directing them to call a telephone number. Bank spokesperson Helen Tadero said, customers were told their accounts had been deactivated because of a security issue and then instructed to enter their Social Security number. Tadero said the company security team resolved the problem. KeyBank sees phishing attempts daily, she said. Tadero said, and I quote, "We don't always know how many people are targeted because folks don't always let us know they've been contacted." She said the bank was not aware of any customers losing money to the scam, but bank representative advised those who received the calls to check their accounts for unauthorized transactions. Any KeyBank customer experiencing unauthorized account activity should contact the Fraud and Disputes Department to file a complaint, Tadero said. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capitol Confidential that President Donald Trump's immigration ban appears to have reinvigorated the effort to make it possible for undocumented residents of New York to get driver's licenses. 12 other states have similar programs. David Kallick, a researcher with the Fiscal Policy Institute, pointed to the practical benefits of licensing immigrants. They would be able to buy auto insurance, and the move would increase annual auto sales in New York by an estimated 90,000. And it would make life easier for immigrants, many of whom have been in the country for years and hold down jobs to which they commute to on a daily basis. Former Governor Elliot Spitzer sparked a revolt in 2007 among upstate, mostly Republicans, county clerks, and lawmakers when he tried to institute a similar plan using the same rationale. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Congressperson John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, said he agreed with Donald Trump on his pick of Neil Gorsuch for a Supreme Court justice.
I'm pleased to learn of President Trump's nomination of Judge Gorsuch of the 10th Circuit out in Denver for a position as Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Judge Gorsuch has a tremendous reputation as a legal scholar. He's got a tremendous educational background, and he possesses the judicial temperament to be a fine justice of the United States Supreme Court.
About a year ago, Justice Anton Scalia died, and Barack Obama nominated Merrick Garland. The Republican-led U.S. Senate refused to consider the nomination, instead leaving the seat unfilled for a year and betting politically that a Republican would win the presidency. Faso is a member of the House of Representatives and has no say in Gorsuch's nomination. John Bacon in USA Today reports about another bomb threat at a Jewish center in Albany on January 31st. 2 weeks ago, the Anti-Defamation League reported Jewish centers in 18 states received bomb threats on the same day, including in Albany. Another round of threats across the country came 3 weeks ago. Police cleared the center in Albany and did not find explosives. You can read that full story in USA Today. Lorna Chirot Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that Hillsdale will be paving several roads this spring. West End Road from State Route 23 to the town line, Carryville Road from West End Road to the town line, Lockwood Road from Route 23 to the start of the dirt section, and Harder Road from Harlemville Road to the town line are all scheduled for paving after a January 17 vote authorized almost $400,000 for paving and maintenance. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Tim Tulock reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the town of Knox in Albany County broke state law twice, and I quote, by renewing a bond anticipation note known as a ban at its anniversary date in 2014 and again in 2015, end quote. Town Attorney John Dorfman publicly took the blame at a January 10th Knox Town Board meeting. Dorfman said he wrongly thought that the ban originated in 2008 when it actually began in 2009. Supervisor Vass Lefkadidis said the town does not yet know the full cost of the mistake. He said, and I quote, "We're technically in default for the $479,892 balance still owed on the note. We own it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Bethany Bump reports in the Albany Times-Union that on January 30th, Albany's school board became the latest to urge the U.S. Senate not to confirm Betsy DeVos as the next U.S. Education Secretary. Kingston, Schenectady, and Onteora have passed similar resolutions opposing the nomination. On January 31st, the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions voted 2 times, 12 to 11, along party lines to send her nomination to the full Senate. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And finally, Dan Friedman reports in the Albany Times-Union that President Donald Trump accused New York Senator Chuck Schumer of fake crying when speaking against Trump's immigration executive order. The president said on January 30th, and I quote, "There's about a 5% chance that it was real, but I think there were fake tears," end quote. Schumer cried when saying, and I quote, "This executive order was mean-spirited and un-American. It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm," end quote. Schumer's ancestors immigrated from Ukraine. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered snow showers after 1 p.m. today, then isolated snow showers after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 39 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 9 a.m., then a chance of snow showers after 11 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. On Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers, partly cloudy with a low around 14. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 28 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. Sunrise today was at 7:09 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:09 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the first day of February 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.